Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Them to speak out against this administration. They did, and they deserve credit for it.
Station groups Nexstar and Sinclair, however, both indicating their ABC affiliates will not air Kimmel, at least for now. Kimmel was suspended by ABC parent company, the Walt Disney Company. Hong Kong is being battered by a huge storm. In fact, it's described as the biggest storm on Earth so far this year. Hundreds of thousands of evacuations in China, the Philippines, and Taiwan. Secret Service says it dismantled a covert operation that could have been used to take out cell towers throughout New York City as the UN General Assembly is meeting. Ukrainian President Zelensky addresses the body today. This is ABC News. The Texas camp where 27 people died in flooding over the summer now says it will reopen next year. A new camp will be built near the old site for Camp Mystic. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says the central bank is trying to strike just the right balance with interest rates, with inflation on one side and a softer job market on the other.
Two-sided risks mean that there is no risk-free path. If we ease too aggressively, we could leave the inflation job unfinished and need to reverse course later to fully restore 2% inflation. If we maintain restrictive policy too long, the labor market could soften unnecessarily.
Jerome Powell speaking to the Greater Providence Chamber of Commerce after the Fed cut rates last week for the first time this year. Baseball umpires will officially be getting some tech help next season. Major League Baseball officially approving the automated ball strike system for big leagues that let teams challenge some calls. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
Today's forecast calls for partly cloudy conditions and mild, a high of 72. North winds at 6 to 12 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, foggy patches at times and a low of 50. Thursday, partly cloudy to sunny and pleasant, a high of 75. 53 Thursday night, Friday mostly sunny and summer-like with a high of 80. Sunshine and warmth once again Saturday and a high of 81. And mostly sunny and still warm Sunday and 81 degrees. Right now in Richland Center, following a midnight reading of 60, we are down from that to the current mark. It is 55 degrees. That's the latest How It Goes weather-wise on this Wednesday, September 24th. It is now time for us to start the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly
passed away. I was a broken-hearted little How I cried when the sky let go with a cold and lonesome rain. Mama smiled, said, "Don't be sad, child. Grandma's watching you today. 'Cause there's holes in the floor of heaven, and her tears are pouring down. That's how you know she's watching, wishing she could be here now. And sometimes if you're lonely, just remember she can see. There's holes in the floor of heaven, and she's watching over." Seasons come and seasons go, nothing stays the same. I grew up, fell in love, met a girl who took my name. Year by year, we made a life in this sleepy little town. I thought we'd grow. But there's holes in the floor of heaven, and her tears are pouring down. That's how I know she's watching, wishing she could be here. And sometimes when I'm lonely, I remember she can see. There's holes in the floor of heaven, and she's watching over you and me. Well, my little girl is 23. Walk her down the aisle. It's a shame her mom can't be here now to see her lovely smile. They throw the rice, I catch her eye as the rain starts coming down. She takes my hand, says, "Daddy, don't be sad, 'cause I know mama's watching now. And there's holes in the floor of heaven, and her tears are pouring down. That's how you know she's watching, wishing she could be here now. And sometimes when I'm lonely, I remember she can see. Yes, there's holes in the floor of heaven, and she's watching over you and me." Watching over you and me. Watching.
Steve Warner on WRCO Radio and Holes in the Floor of Heaven as we start the day in a positive way. Before that, Pat Boone and our national anthem. Well, hello, friends. It's time to get together again. Phil Nee with you today on a Wednesday. We'll check sports in about 10 minutes. I wish I had better Brewer news, but they lost again last night on the West Coast. So another loss. Well, we'll see what happens. They'll play the last game of the series later on today. Actually, with today's game included, only four more games left in the regular season for the Brew Crew. So, more details about that. We'll tell you what's going on today in our community as well. On today's edition of the Light in the Mail Cow Show, here's Eddie Raven.
smile the way I walk. I hope you're into how I dress, the way I think, and all of this. I'm gonna get you, you're gonna love me. No doubt about it, I'm gonna get you. When you're drifting off to sleep, close your eyes and think of me. Make it easy on yourself, don't dream about nobody else.
Sunday morning with no way to hold my head, that didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet, threw my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Then I washed my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my mind the night before with cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid playing with a can that he was kicking. Then I walked across the street and caught the Sunday smell of someone's frying chicken. And Lord, it took me back to something that I lost somewhere, somehow along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, that I was stoned, 'cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl that he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to the songs they were singing. Then I headed down the street, and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like a disappearing dreams of yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And sure to dying, that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down.
Johnny Cash on the Mel Cow Show. Here's a reminder, Gentle Chair Yoga at the Richland Center Community Center today has been canceled. Second Harvest Mobile Food Pantry will be in Gay's Mills today from 2 until 3. You're asked to not arrive prior to 1:30. Muscadet American Legion Post 85 Burgers in the Park will be held coming up tonight. Should be a great night for it. 3:30 until 8 at Railroad Park in Muscadet. Grief support and confidential conversation will be held tonight from 5:30 until 6:30. That will be held at the Richland Center Community Center.
Pour a cup and turn up the dial. The Light in the Milk House show is on the air, fueled by Brouhaha, your hometown roaster.
Apple season is in full swing at Oakwood Fruit Farm, featuring fresh picked Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and much more. Perfect for eating or baking. Sip on fresh apple cider, enjoy apple cider donuts, caramel apples, cookies, turnovers, and take and bake pies. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Plus, brighten your porch with mom's squash and pumpkins. Oakwood Fruit Farm open daily 9 to 5. Follow the signs south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from the Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
If you're looking for a fresh career opportunity, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring now. With competitive wages, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to grow with a leader in the industry. Enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on day one. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 until 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call 608-588-9831 today.
Breast health is self-health. Reedsburg Area Medical Center is celebrating October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The technologists at RAMC are skilled and compassionate, ready to assist you in your mammogram experience. Call Medical Imaging at 768-6229 to schedule your appointment. After all, don't you owe it to yourself? Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in breast health.
Today's update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Last night in high school boys soccer, River Valley was a winner against Richland Center, 4-0 the final score. In high school volleyball, Richland Center with a 3-1 win against Lancaster. River Valley swept Dodgeville as well. It was also a win last night for Iowa Grant over Boscobel by sweep. Platteville 3-0 over Prairie du Chien. Highland 3-1 over Scholesburg. Seneca 3-0 winners against North Crawford. A game heard on WRCO last night. Ithaca was a 3-1 winner over Weston in high school volleyball. Ryan O'Hearn's grand slam was one of San Diego's 3 home runs last night as the Padres beat the Brewers 7-0. In what could be a playoff preview, the loss by the Brewers assures no 100-game winners in consecutive seasons for the first time since 2012 through 14. The Brewers' magic number for clinching the best record of the majors and home field advantage throughout the postseason is down to 2 over Philadelphia. Philadelphia yesterday lost to Miami in a close one, 6-5. Pittsburgh 4, Cincinnati 2, Atlanta 3-2 over Washington. It was a win for the Mets over the Cubs, 9-7. Arizona 5-4 winners against the Dodgers. St. Louis 9, San Francisco 8. In the American League, Baltimore 6-0 over Tampa Bay. Cleveland 5, Detroit 2. The Yankees 3-2 over the White Sox. Boston 4, Toronto 1. Minnesota 4-1 over Texas. Kansas City 8, the Angels 4, and the Athletics over Houston 5-1, Seattle 4-3 over Colorado. From the WNBA, Phoenix won in overtime over Minnesota, 89-83, and Las Vegas a 90-68 win against Indiana in action from last night.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
The Aerobic Polka is powered weekdays by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z. Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
Hey, ladies, where's the gym? Yeah, got to work out this morning. Here we go. It's aerobic polka time. A one and a two and a...
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's a morning. When the world seems to shine like you had too much wine, that's a morning. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling, ting-a-ling, in your Signorita Bella. Hearts will play, ting-a-day, ting-a-day, like a guitarantella.
Lucky melon.
When the stars make you drool, just like pasta fazool,
that's amore.
When you dance down the street with the cloud at your feet, you're in love. In a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
Polish Prince, Bobby Vinton, and that's Amore here on the Light in the Milk House show. 54 degrees at WRCO this morning, headed towards 72 later, and more glorious weather.
In life, there's many hills to climb, and sometimes you get in a bind, but the day will come that'll bring you luck. Don't live too fast, just set your pace, and when it's over, you'll win the race. So hang on, friend, keep on trucking, keep on trucking till you reach the top. Keep them wheels rolling, don't ever let them stop. Tell old bad luck that you ain't buying. You can't fail if you keep trying. Hang on, friend, now keep on trucking. Life is lots of little games. No one will ever take the blame for the bad, only the good. So be yourself, no need to fake it. Life's no more than what you make it. So hang on, friend, keep on trucking, keep on trucking till you reach the top. Yeah, keep them wheels rolling, don't ever let them stop. Tell old bad luck that you ain't buying. You can't fail if you keep trying. You hang on, friend, keep on trucking, keep on trucking till you reach the top. Hey, keep them wheels rolling, don't ever let them stop. Tell old bad luck that you ain't buying. You can't fail if you keep trying. Hang on, friend, keep on trucking. I say hang on, friend, keep on trucking. Just go on and hang in there, keep on trucking.
Comes to love and she don't hold nothing back.
When she loves me,
she's nearly out of control.
When she loves me,
it comes from deep in her soul.
When she loves me,
I know she's all mine. When my baby loves me, she lives it all on the line. Out honky talking where the lights are down low, she always asks the man to play something real slow. I know she'll pick up the slack. When it comes to love, and she don't hold nothing back.
When she loves me,
it's the things that she says.
When she loves me,
she's way out on the edge.
When she loves me,
I lose track of time. When my baby loves me, she lays it all on the line. My baby taught me something everybody should learn. When you play with fire, it's alright to get burned. It really don't matter if you lose or you win. The only way to do it is get out on that limb.
When she loves me,
she's nearly out of control.
When she loves me,
from deep in her soul.
When she loves me,
I know she's all mine. When my baby loves me, she lives it all on the line. When my baby loves me, she lives it all on the line.
George Strait on the Light in the Milk House Show. Yes, indeed. Hope you have a great day in southwest Wisconsin. It's going to be a nice one. 72 later, north winds 6 to 12 miles per hour. Maybe some fog patches tonight and a low of 50. Thursday, 75, sunny and pleasant, and then very summer-like for the weekend. 80 Friday, also 81 Saturday, and low 80s again on Sunday. Right now, WRCO, after an early morning reading of 60, we're at our overnight low. It is 54 on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, and the time check is 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Some in Washington are discussing farmer assistance payments. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. With Pioneer brand Plenish High Oleic soybeans, your dairy herd gets a dense energy source and bypass protein that can potentially improve milk fat production. Your best year starts with Pioneer. First, the Texas State veterinarian says he's not in panic mode after the latest detection of New World screwworm in Mexico. Kellen Havikin has that story.
But we're in preparation and awareness mode, most definitely.
Bud Dingus says the latest case involves a heifer that was moved to a feedlot only 70 miles from the Texas border.
Hopefully that's what it's related to, is animal movement, and that we do not have an adult fly population in that area.
He tells Brownfield the USDA, in conjunction with the State Animal Health Commission, are using fly traps as surveillance.
Don't know yet whether we're going to increase the number of traps. We've got over 100 right now.
He says the state has inspectors on the ground monitoring for a different pest, but are trained to spot a New World screwworm infection.
We are already doing inspections on cattle herds in that area on a daily basis, involved in the cattle fever tick eradication program.
Dingus says the fastest way to identify and combat New World screwworm is for producers to increase inspections of their herds. I'm Kellen Havikin for Brownfield.
Republican members of the U.S. Senate Agriculture Committee recently met to discuss potential bridge payments to help farmers through the slumping ag economy. Iowa's Chuck Grassley tells Brownfield the private meeting took place Thursday. He suggests farmers cannot afford waiting 2 or 3 years for help.
Like it did in the 1980s. And in the meantime, we had 20,000 farmers go out of business. We had a lot of farmers commit suicide. We don't want that to happen again.
Grassley says a meeting with President Trump has been requested. A northwestern Wisconsin farmer and custom harvester says harvesting corn silage starts this week. Andy Benson farms between Dallas and Prairie Farm.
The guys on the lighter soils down around Durand, they've been at corn silage for a little while, but we're always, you know, a week or 10 days behind them. And so we're really just getting rolling here in Barron County.
Benson says he's seeing a lot of corn diseases this year.
There's a lot of rust. There are scattered spots with some other diseases. Northern corn leaf blight is always present. And tar spot is showing up here and there, especially on the BMR hybrids.
Benson says this year's corn will be a good crop, but nowhere near a record crop with a fair amount of tip back. He believes extra rain leached some nitrogen away from the root zone, and the farmers practicing minimal tillage and good soil health practices will see the benefits this year. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Looking for a seed buying experience that's more humanized? Ready to trade a company that's oversized for an independent brand that's right-sized? Searching for elite hybrids that have been optimized, tested in your geography, and localized? Did we run out of words that rhyme, so now we have to use metaphysicized? Maybe so. But if you answered yes to any of these questions, then it's probably time you get Wiffleized. Choose Wiffle's hybrids this season, and let's get familiarized.
Direct cash cattle trade was quiet and cash hogs into the day firm. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet Tuesday. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. If business follows the trend of recent weeks, significant trade volume could hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. At the Tri-State Livestock Auction in Nebraska, feeder steers 400 to 500 pounds were $2 to $10 lower. Steers 500 to 600 pounds were $2 to $10 higher. Heifers were $10 to $20 higher, except heifers 550 to 650 pounds, which were $4 to $8 lower. The USDA says demand was moderate to good on a nice offering. medium. And large one feeder steers, 556 to 579 pounds, brought $460 to $473. Feeder steers, 603 to 621 pounds, brought $431 to $455. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 751 to 790 pounds, brought $337.50 to $354.50. Box beef closed lower and sharply lower with light demand for solid offerings. Choice down 59 cents at $380.80. Select was 219 lower at $359.90. Estimated cattle slaughter was 121,000 head, even on the weekend, down more than 6,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a big negotiated run. The cash hog market is off to a solid start to the week. Processors have been more aggressive in their procurement efforts and have been bidding up to move needed numbers. The industry is looking ahead to this week's quarterly hogs and pigs report from the USDA. The trade is watching demand, both on the global market and domestically, as it considers supplies. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct are up 16 cents with a weighted average of 106.99. The Iowa Minnesota was 21 cents higher with a weighted average of 107.15, and the Western Corn Belt up 33 cents with a weighted average of 107.17. Pork values into the day lower, down 62 cents at 112.68. Bellies, loins, and butts were sharply lower, and estimated hog slaughter was 489,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and up a little more than 1,000 on the year. At the CME, live cattle were mixed ahead of the week's direct business. Feeders were up on concerns about short supplies, and lean hog futures ended the day higher, supported by cash and wholesale business. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my tractor, I look down at my BKT AgriMax tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them. True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. In Wisconsin, grilling season never ends. That's why Walsh's Ace has everything you need to keep the flavor going year-round. From top quality grills and charcoal to savory meat rubs and all accessories, we got you covered. Whether you're tailgating, cooking out with friends, or just making dinner at home, Walsh's Ace is your grilling headquarters. Stop in today at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of La Crosse. Walsh's Ace, where the helpful hardware folks make every grilling season great, and we appreciate your business.
Tuesday, direct cattle markets were quiet, butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. Farming's in your DNA and Stein's as well. Stein offers seed genetics developed by farmers for farmers. Stein has yield, live life your way with Stein. Soybeans and corn are both up on short covering and technical support. November beans are a penny higher at 10.12, and January was up 1.25 at 10.31 and 3/4. December corn was 4.5 higher at 4.26 and a quarter. March was up 4.25 at 4.43. Live cattle were mixed, getting ready for direct business. Feeders are up on the tight supply of market-ready numbers. October live was down 155 at 235.60. December was 147 lower at 238.75. October feeders were up 77 at 362.12. And hogs were supported by the cash and wholesale business during the session. October lean was up $1.72 at $100.52. December was $1.97 higher at $90.72. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
An international perspective on crop insurance today on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support help turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. Farmers know that livestock can be temperamental at times. Even animals that have never been a problem before can act up. And in a head-to-head, the 600-pound steer or mama sow will hold the advantage. Be watchful and know how to reach a safe spot fast if you have to. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Do farmers in other countries have crop insurance? You bet they do. And many of them have borrowed aspects from the U.S. version, according to Pascal Farrar, president of the International Association of Agricultural Production Insurers.
For example, countries such as China, India, Brazil, and partly Europe have adapted some aspects of the U.S. system when scaling up their own insurance markets. I personally think an important lesson learned from the U.S. experience is the demonstration that with political will and long-term support, subsidized crop insurance can become a very central pillar of agricultural stability.
Farrar says there's some creativity in crop insurance around the world as well.
Some countries are testing innovative reinsurance, such as catastrophic bonds, to add extra capacity and resilience to the industry.
And says Farrar, some crop insurers in other countries incent farmers to be more sustainable.
Some countries are now starting to link insurance subsidies more closely to climate volatility and to possible adaptation, mitigation, and prevention instruments.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30, offering a range of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. They also host feeder cattle sales every Friday morning at 9. This Friday, don't miss their combination sale featuring an all-Holstein and Angus cross sale. For more details, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020. Bloomington Livestock Exchange, where quality meets tradition.
More foreign delegations are expected at this year's World Dairy Expo. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. The road to Madison starts with you. The dairy industry meets in Madison, Wisconsin, September 30th through October 3rd. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com. Wisconsin's Ag Secretary says he's expecting more foreign visitors at this year's World Dairy Expo. Setup is already underway for next week's World Dairy Expo in Madison. And Randy Romanski tells Brownfield, this is where the world comes to for dairy knowledge, animals, experience, and genetics. And his team is prepared to meet with more foreign representatives than usual.
Seems like we've got a lot of delegations coming in this year. We've got a delegation from Morocco, New Zealand, from Central and South America, from Europe. And it's great to see that. In some cases, these are places that our international team has already been, so we've established some relationships.
Romanski says some countries are export destinations for technology and dairy products, while others are big producers of dairy products, like New Zealand.
We do see countries that are coming in that are maybe traditionally strong dairy countries who are still coming to Wisconsin to learn, to connect, to gain information, maybe make connections.
World Dairy Expo officially begins Tuesday, but there are some youth and cattle show activities beginning this Saturday. Cash dairy prices were steady to lower except for block cheese Tuesday at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry weigh was unchanged at 64 cents. No sales were recorded. 40-pound cheese blocks up 2 cents at 163. 15 sales there. Cheese barrels went down 2.25 cents to 161. One sale recorded. Butter prices down 2 cents to 168. Five sales there. Non-fat dry milk unchanged at 114.5 with two sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
couldn't have.
Don't touch that dial. You are tuned into Whipple's Country WYFF, the station that's been family-owned and fiercely independent for almost 80 years. No nonsense, just common sense and chart-topping corn hybrids coming to farm gates all over the Central Corn Belt. Stay tuned for more Whipple's Country hits like She Thinks My Kernel's Sexy, I Got 99 Problems But Yield Ain't One, and Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Sell Soybeans. Thanks for listening, and remember to keep it independent with Whipple's Hybrids.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Johnson Tractor has compact track loaders and skid loaders in stock and priced right. See Johnson Tractor or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information and full disclaimer.
Johnson Tractor from land to lawn.
Good morning. Today's forecast is calling for low 70s for today. Partly cloudy and mild, and north winds 6 to 12. Tomorrow, 75, and then a stretch of days in the 80s, starting Friday through probably next Tuesday. Our daytime highs will be in that low 80 range once again. So more summer-like weather in the early fall. Right now it is 54 degrees. Tony Schumacher has more about weather in a few minutes before the top of the hour. 14 away from 6 on the Light and the Milk Cow Show. Here's Anne Marie.
It's a long-distance phone. It's a crime and a shame. I ain't got the change, and don't you know that I'm worried about him? I've been all over town, every street up and down, looking for the man. It's just a face in the crowd where the traffic roars loud, but don't you know he'd be proud to give a helping hand? In your heart to lend me a dollar. For the times have been slow, I'm fresh out of dough, and I ain't got the money to call him. I threw my pride out the door, cause I've been turned down before, but I'll keep trying. This type of pain is kind of hard to explain, but the feeling's the same as like dying. Mister, can you find it in your heart to lend me a dollar? For the times have been slow, I'm fresh out of dough, and I ain't got the money to call him. You put the change in my hand, you're the world's kindest man. You'll never know what you've done for this poor mother's son. A thirsty man just got a cold cup of water. Mister, can you find it in your heart to lend me a dollar? For the times have been slow, I'm fresh out of dough, and I ain't got the money to call him.
Light in the Milk Cow Show. The Brewers suffered a loss on the West Coast to the Padres last night, 7-0. A daytime game today. It's a 3:25 for the pregame show start time, and then they'll follow. Of course, that's West Coast time, but a little bit a strange time for us. We'll have that for you later today on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Here's Wynn Stewart.
Heaven knows we've seen storm clouds gather, and it looked just like our world was gonna end. Yes, we've touched the thorns of life, now we know better, and we're more in love now than we've ever. After the storm comes the sunshine. The clouds are gone. its life. There will be showers, but don't the world look brighter after the rain? And it's just like a second honeymoon. Yes, we fought the storms of life, now we know better. And the rain just helped to make the roses bloom. After the storm comes the sunshine. The clouds are gone and the world is tamed. Well, into each life there will be showers, but don't the world look brighter after the rain?
It's early, it's local, it's strong, just like your coffee. Brouhaha powers the Light in the Milk House show, only on WRCO.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Right on the banks of the Wisconsin River, there is a spot where friends gather, families celebrate, and the food always hits the spot. Wisconsin Riverside Resort Bar and Grill, S13220 Shiflett Road in Spring Green. Open daily at 11 a.m. through mid-November, then 6 days a week all winter long. Every Friday, enjoy their year-round fish fry and $3 old fashions. Wisconsin Riverside Resort Bar and Grill, your place on the river.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
If you're looking for a fresh career opportunity, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring now. With competitive wages, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to grow with a leader in the industry. Enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on day one. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 until 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call 608-588-9831 today.
The Shoebox was voted Madison's favorite shoe store, and they have what you need for back-to-school shoes. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox. With all the latest styles for teachers, coaches, and especially the students, the Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Hello, Coach Johnson here. Are you looking to lose weight, get more active, gain muscle? Are you looking for more energy or lift that fog from your brain? Maybe improve sleep? Well, I may have an option for you. And if you'd like to learn more why I've been helping people for 4 years now and how it works, feel free to contact me at Facebook or you can call me at 608-604-7751. That's 608-604-7751. Or you can email me at coachjohnson90@gmail.com. That's coachjohnson90@gmail.com. I look forward to assisting you on your health journey today.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
The River Valley School Fair will happen on Friday. Join WRCO Sports from reports from the River Valley School grounds with the students and those that make it happen. This year's River Valley School Fair reports on the radio are made possible by Oakwood Fruit Farm, Call Family Properties, KFP Rentals, Wisconsin Riverside Resort, Driftless Area LLC, The People's Community Bank, Wilkinson Auction, Bob's Auto Body, Vitesnik Power Sports, Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet, Sunshine and Giggles, Cardinal Glass, CG, Lime Ridge Ag Supply, and Tri-County Building Supply. WRCO will take you to the River Valley School Fair, coming up Friday.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we're tracking some rain still off to the south and southeast of Wisconsin. That system will gradually shift away, and we're left with plenty of quiet weather here across the region over the next 5 to 7 days. Should be absolutely beautiful for getting out and doing your favorite fall activities, maybe enjoying some early season fall color as well. Should be great for getting out in the gardens or in the fields for some field work and just generally enjoying yourself. Temperatures here around seasonal levels today, gradually inching upward the next several days as the airflow comes in from the southwest, could push the temperature up around 80 degrees, which is about 12 or 13 degrees above normal for this time of the year. Looking down the road a bit, there could be a weather system coming in for the second half of next week, which would bring our next chance of a couple of showers. Your forecast for today, partly cloudy and mild, high temperature about 72, north wind between 6 and 12 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, fog patches are possible late, low temperature about 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy to sunny and pleasant, highs in the mid-70s, northwest wind 5 to 10, turning westerly. On Friday, mostly sunny and summer-like, low at 53 with a high near 80. Heading into Saturday, sunshine and warmth once again, low in the mid-50s, high near 81. Sunday, the sunshine continues, low near 53, high up to 81 degrees. Monday continued unseasonably warm with lots of sun, low in the mid-50s with a high near 80. And not a whole lot of change for Tuesday, still warm with partly cloudy skies, low 56, high near 79 degrees. Well, you enjoy that nice weather out there again today, looking for partly cloudy skies, high near 72. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center Country, it is 54 degrees with some patchy fog. Yesterday's high was 76. No precipitation on Tuesday. The record high for September 24th, 90, going way back to 1937. Record low, 26 in 1989. Last year's high was 73 and the low, 47. Sunset will occur at 6:56 this evening. Sunrise time will be at 6:52 this morning. The air is calm. Barometer is at 30.08, up slightly. After a midnight reading of 60 and a low of 53, we're reading 54 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the news at 6 is sponsored by Richland Mobile Mart, the West Side Handy Stop, by the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions, and services delivered with integrity and professionalism, and by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
Harvest more savings with Case IH Genuine Parts at Johnson Tractor. Get 5% back when you spend $1,000 or more on OEM lubricants and filters with your Productivity Plus account, plus $100 off harvesting kits and camera systems for every $1,000 spent. New customers earn a $50 statement credit after $500 in purchases and enjoy no interest, no payments for 90 days on qualifying Case IH parts. Count on Case IH Genuine Parts only at